Good day, ladies and gentlemen, Power Hour Nation. And thank you for joining today. It's Wayne Elliott, your host today, with Uncle Kevin Smith. Daniel is off celebrating a new baby girl, healthy, wonderful. Congratulations to he and his family. And so you've got me and Kevin today. We'll be doing this a few times this month and have some interesting guests coming up on the next shows. Today we figured there was just too much to talk about to excuse me, to have any guests. With the debate last night, some great specials, the Power Mall's running, and plenty of news. And you know, it's the COVID situation continues. Welcome, Kevin. How are you today, buddy?
I'm great, and it's another great day in America.
You bet. You bet.
We got a stormy.
Sorry, we got a stormy day here on Lake Erie, boy. She's blowing a gale and raining and blowing and waves and thunder and lightning just started now. So we're supposed to have 3 or 4 days of it. But fall is here. The trees have started to turn color, and the gales of November may be coming early. I don't know.
You know, Wayne, I changed my mind. You are now my favorite Canadian. And it has nothing to do with that box of Strauss house products that you sent me. Gretzky is officially number two. I just wanted
all
to
right.
make that announcement.
I've been number two so long, Kevin, we always try harder.
I've had it with Wayne.
I'll tell you, on hockey, he's got me beat all the heck, that's for sure.
so much invitations, he hasn't come. He hasn't even answered me, you know? At least you pick up the phone.
You made my day. So I always wanted to be number one.
Wayne Gretzky is number two. I am proud to announce that.
Beauty.
Thanks.
Well, let's
and
get
also,
some, before
the,
we...
Thank you for the box of Strauss products. That didn't hurt either.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Kevin. I'm still, believe it or not, they've been in for a few days. I still don't have my prostate formula, which is now available, as you know, and I'm very excited about that. But I still have not got it from my office. I haven't gone in and got it. I've been there, but I've forgotten each time. So I'm definitely starting that this weekend. It's been, I don't know. More than 15 years since I last took that prostate formula. And I'll tell you, Kevin, you know the differences that you and I both experience with the kidney? Well, we're going to experience better when we also take the prostate. That's been my experience in past with it with so many people. And I've told you about my dad, them canceling his prostate removal surgery in Boston. I didn't even know he had an issue. Found out he was on pills for a couple of years, and the Boston Medical Center that had canceled his bypass surgery, his heart bypass surgery, because they'd scheduled it, and he took heart drops. 4 months later, went back, and they canceled it. So I was able to convince him to take the prostate and delay the appointment at Boston to have his prostate removed. And I'm happy to say my dad died about 14 years later with a healthy prostate still inside him. So this is a great formula, buddy. I hope you'll start taking it right away, and I'm going to join you this weekend. I'm for sure going to have my first bottle and get into it. So we should cover the specials. There's some really good deals from the Power Mall. Catherine Russell has sent us to let the folks know. From today till October 2nd, there's 10% off all North American herb and spice products. If you folks are using any of those, you can get an extra 10% off today. There's a flash sale of 15% off Healthy Balance from Mother Earth Minerals. So if you're taking the Healthy Balance, it might be a good time to restock. And 10% off the following. And these are all great products, and I've talked about them a lot. REM Sleep and Tranquil, both 10% off. Strauss Heart Drops, all sizes and flavors, 10% off. Strauss Kidney Support, Cardio Support, Smooth Oregano, and Cold Storm, all 10% off for the next few days. as well. And this is an incredible product, Kevin. We haven't talked too much about it, but the Iron Earth, the 100% natural soil remineralizer. It stabilizes the pH in soil, which I'm told, I'm not a grower, but of anything, but I'm told that's very key. So it stabilizes the pH level in soil, and it puts the minerals in that are missing because our soil is depleted. That comes in half-pound bags, and if you were to buy a half-pound bag, folks, you'd want it to be for, four or five plants. If you had four or five flower plants or vegetable plants, that would do you. The popular size is the four-pound, and that will do, well, by and large, that'll do up to 40 plants. If you were talking about trees, you'd want to use at least double the amount, so it would do 20 trees. But just a great product. I've been really enjoying this summer. The vegetables grown at both my son's gardens and the one that community type garden that was put in at one of our facilities, and just fabulous, Kevin. The peppers, the tomatoes. My wife and I were talking about the tomatoes the other night. We had a bacon and tomato sandwich, and just fabulous. The kale was huge and beautiful, the cucumbers. So that's Iron Earth, 10% off at the Power Mall. And here's a great sale opportunity. There's some that are major discounts, Kevin. 30% off Optivita silver liquid, 10 parts per million, 16 ounce. I can't say enough about silver solution, oxidized silver, Kevin. Oxygen is the best cleaner on Earth, and silver may be the best bug killer. As I've said before, the expression born with a silver spoon in our mouth came from, I think, the 13th century with the bubonic plague. And most of the wealthy were saved because they ate with real silverware. And so silver is a great bug killer for burns, for wounds, to spray in your eyes. I use it for everything, and it'll take the plaque off your teeth. I've started in the last few years gargling it and swishing it in my mouth. And when I went to the dentist, excuse me, they couldn't believe it. So it's just a great bacteria killer. 40% off today to the 2nd of October, Ancient Minerals Magnesium Products. That includes the Body Butter, the Flakes Ultra, the Lotion Ultra, 40% off. There's some new products at the Power Mall. I'd just like to mention DuraFlow Water Filter Replacement. Works in any candlestick-style water filter, such as the AquaPail, Katadyn, AquaPure, Dalton, Berkeley, and many other brands of water filters. The Journey Water Bottle and Filler comes in blue and orchid colors, I guess. Removes bacteria, virus, and gardenia. Berkey and many other brands of, Giardia filters 250 gallons of water, and it's a 24 fluid ounce capacity. Puravay Emergency Drinking Water, a 12-pack, that's for drop shipments. And AquaPail also drop shipped, the water filtration system that removes or deactivates virtually all harmful substances from any non-saline water source. Comes in three sizes, the AquaPails, 1,100 gallon, 3,300 gallon, or 5,500 gallon. And also new, of course, Kevin, you've seen them. I got mine, the T-shirts at the Power Mall. Very attractive, good quality T-shirts, and comes with the Power Hour logo. And sizes from small to 4XL. So those are all specials today at the Power Mall until October 2nd, folks. If you decide you want to try any of these products, I sure urge you to do that. Or if you're a regular and you need to restock, this might be a good time with these sales. I guess we could go on to the news, Kevin, and before we talk about the presidential debate and some other things. This is world news. Arresting people for not wearing masks this is the subtitle of the article. Arresting people for not wearing masks is another giant step toward total tyranny. If anyone doubts that the country that many of us love so much is almost totally gone, just look at what's going on all around in the U.S. right now. People are actually being arrested and jailed for not wearing masks. If authorities are willing to get this extreme during a relatively this pandemic, what are they going to do to us when a true national emergency breaks out? The article goes on to say, the writer says, I certainly don't have anything against anyone that wants to wear a mask, and I certainly don't have a problem with officials that want to encourage everyone to wear one. But if it gets to a point where the police are actively hunting for nonconformers and dragging them off to jail in handcuffs, that should tell us all we aren't living in a free country anymore. I'm sure now most of you have heard what happened to a woman in Ohio that was attending a middle school football game. She had the audacity not to wear a mask, and so a police officer used a taser on her, arrested her, and dragged her away in handcuffs. Another woman in an Ohio football game was, for not wearing a mask in the bleachers, was arrested. 300 people attended a Marietta City Schools football game, where a lady was filmed getting handcuffed on Wednesday. In the city of Logan. The writer says, I'd expect that to happen in China, but not in the United States.
That is true. That is true. It shouldn't happen here. And pretty soon, Americans are going to stand up. And the cops that are doing that, they're going to be in for a rude awakening. I guarantee that here, you know. Americans are really fed up with that stuff for the most part around here. Some, you know, you got your twiddledees and your twiddledums that are all for it, but the majority of the people that I know and I talk to, a lot of people, they're sick of this stuff. How about up in Canada?
In our region, in Niagara region, got to be 2 weeks ago now, the regional council passed a bylaw that we must wear masks in public places until the end of April 2021. Now, you know, the thing that gets me about some of these things, Kevin, is this council meets at least monthly. I believe they meet biweekly. Why was it necessary to make a decision 8 months ahead? You know, at the very least, I mean, if it works out that way, it works out that way. But at the very least, is it not adding stress to people in advance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's because of the UN. They follow the UN guidelines. That's what the UN has suggested. You have to be shut down until next year. Yeah, they're following the UN guidelines.
Well, you know, it's I could see a difference in a giant city like Toronto, Ontario, Canada, fourth largest city in North America now with over 5 million people.
That's
I can see real issues in Toronto, all those skyscrapers, and office towers, and so forth, and the tremendous number of people. Boy, whenever I've gone to Toronto in the morning at the start of the workday, there's just herds of people on the sidewalk walking towards their place of work. I can see New York and Toronto and Los Angeles and so forth, these big cities with huge downtowns, Manhattan with all its towers and so forth. I can see that they have additional issues and real challenging issues. Niagara region here, Kevin, is a fruit belt. A lot of open land, a lot of farmland, a lot of grape growing. I think there's closing on to 100 vineyards and wineries amongst these 500,000 people. So there's a 500,000 people in a pretty big space, not 5 million like in Toronto or even more in New York. And you know, it's that's the first thing came to my mind. You know, really, okay, no big deal. I mean, people are going to wear masks as long as it's prudent to do so. But why 8 months in advance? And now, take the other hand, Kevin. They keep pushing it off month to month, the border closing.
Oh, yeah.
President Trump has wanted it open for a long time, or all along, really. Essential services, of course, are still flowing back and forth, truckloads of food and other supplies. So it's not closed, and there's no wall there that prevents the virus isn't a... as soon as you open the border,
doesn't stop at the border.
Yeah, it doesn't surge across and like a nuclear wave, you know what I'm saying. But in any event, they keep pushing it off a month or two at a time. The most current date is October 21st. Now, I'm not a gambling man, but I'll bet you my house against a 5 cent piece that border will not open October 21st.
Oh, I can guarantee it. They're following the UN guidelines, and if they follow the UN wants the whole world shut down. They want to destroy the whole world. So it's going to be, yeah, you're going to be locked down too, and they're going to really push it here too. So we're in for some stuff.
You know, my prediction back when our leader said, or the leaders said that it could be till this past summer. I did make a number of gentlemen bets that the earliest would be the end of this year, and I don't think there's a snowball's chance, and you know where, that that's going to happen at the end of the year. I just, they even touched on it in the debate with Corona, and not to make light of anything, but you know, real numbers do count, Kevin, and we have to measure this. I did some work yesterday and posted it about the U.S. debt, the Canadian debt. It's very shocking what we owe per person. That's babies, young people, students, elderly, imprisoned, old people, nursing homes. Every one of us owes these amounts, and I'll get into that later.
Okay.
So, you know, it does count. Lives matter indeed, but so does the future of the people in the world, in my opinion. And, boy, oh boy, I, you know, if I had to make a new prediction, given the fact that influenza B, will, our annual visitor of flu, will come along in the spring, late fall and winter, I can't see it before next summer, Kevin. And
you're absolutely right.
You know, I feel bad for anybody who wants to travel. There's a lot of Canadian snowbirds that have apartments and condos and homes and so forth in the United States. Well, they can't go, and there's a lot of Americans that have cottages up where I live here on Lake Erie. A lot of Americans. I'd say 50% of the homes along the lake here are owned by American citizens. So they haven't been able to come to their places. And, you know, it's certainly too bad for all those folks. But, you know, it's the fear, Kevin, that is continuing to drive this. Now, Canadians appear to be, and, you know, Democrats, I take it, from the way Joe Biden was speaking, are just, you know, shocked at the numbers. They're calling it a second wave. Well, in my opinion, Kevin, it's only, if anything Strauss ever taught me was true, it's only a second wave because we have opened up. It's not like a new wave came along. It's the same infection being passed around. But things opened up, as they had to, sooner or later. Young people, particularly, that have active lives, have been frustrated. And so few, and I, you know, this is not a cold statement. I'm not trying to downplay one death. But so many less younger people got seriously ill or died. The death count is way down. You know, the new infection case is way up. It is here in Canada now, too, Kevin. Ontario has had some of its worst days this week, and there's talk of shutting down again.
Well, I don't know if I believe those tests because, you know, a lot of the tests comes from China, and a lot of them were false positive. I don't believe those tests one bit. It's just a global push to shut us completely down. Just like the UN wants to do. That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there does seem to be more things afoot going on here, more than meets the eye. I agree with you there. But just from a common sense standpoint, I guess it's just proof, Kevin, that if you are afraid, if you're scared, then it's a fact. It's no judgment or disrespect to anyone. But when we become afraid, we lose. It's the only emotion we lose the ability to use our common sense thoroughly, and instead a fight or flight reaction kicks in, and that's unfortunate that all this fear has been created, because I do think that people have become Many people have become incapable of looking at true numbers, of listening to changes in news. You know, they came out in New York and Florida, Kevin, and said that the previous death figures were skewed, and in fact, it was more like 6% of those figures. Well, that's a big difference, 6% of what they've claimed, a huge difference. But if you haven't noticed, the national death count has not been changed anyway. So no. Why? Why wouldn't you change it to reflect the truth that's been shown now?
They just want to push this false narrative, and the real death rate is under, you know, just persons who just died of COVID is under 10,000. So with all the people that have COVID, that weight is 0.006, and that's about the same as you getting hit by lightning. So are you afraid of getting hit by lightning? Is anybody out there afraid of getting hit by lightning? That's about how much you have your chance of dying of COVID is. So, the fears are only whipped up by the state.
Well, here's another thing, in my opinion, Kevin, that skews the figures. And it's not judgment, and it's not anybody's fault, except if we don't consider it, which isn't being considered. So they've agreed, everyone knows, it only makes common sense, and the same thing applies with influenza B, certainly, pneumonia, definitely, and some of these other ailments, that if you have a pre-existing condition like a serious heart condition, a lung condition, diabetes, high blood pressure, you're far more at risk, which you are with or without a virus, Kevin. That's the thing to start with. If you have diabetes, this is a shocking figure, and I was most shocked when 85% of people didn't know it, and that diabetics don't, 85% of them don't know they're at a 400 to 500% higher risk of heart attack and stroke. So the people with pre-existing serious conditions are, of course, at more risk every day with or without a flu virus. Now, I think I hear the music coming on, folks. We'll be right back after these words and carry on from there.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So they receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The cat sat on the
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat New Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hello again, folks. Wayne Elliott here on the north shore of Lake Erie on the Canadian side of the border, and Uncle Kevin Smith in Bloomfield, Missouri on your side of the border. Chatting about, we started to have a chat about Corona, and what Kevin and I were discussing at the break was, let's just look at a couple of facts. There's 9.5 million people a year die in the world of cancer. So it seems to be like a, you know, it's like a grinding mill. It's a process, cancer is. Your first cell doesn't divide and you know you have cancer. I mean, you have to be diagnosed with it, and it's generally when folks notice something that's not right with them, they'll go to the doctor and then it's discovered. So if you accept the fact that cancer, to use that as an example, a major killer, is a process that takes time inside us, and every year, if the average is 9.5 million, the one thing we know is there's another 9.5 million coming along with it. But here's the big point. Until you're aware of it, until it's been discovered, you don't know it, but you're on that list of people with pre-existing conditions. So I just have to believe, Kevin, that of some of the deaths, and this, you know, this was revealed by the CDC regarding Florida, where it came down to no death from COVID. Death from COVID was about 6% of what the reported deaths in Florida total had been. So absolutely, the deaths, people dying with COVID, sure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, all of these kinds of pre-existing conditions, yes, you bet, they're in the high-risk category, but they're in the high-risk category every day with or without a virus, Kevin, to start with. Diabetics are 400 to 500% more likely to have a heart attack or stroke than those of us without diabetes. That's a fact. So are they not in the high-risk category anyway? So, yes, it was not, apparently 94% of those that died had a pre-existing serious condition. But I believe then of the 6% the 6% of the deaths left, I don't think every one of them was healthy people killed by COVID, Kevin. I think they're among those people that, whether aware of it yet or not, that have cancer, that cells are dividing in their body, cancer cells, and before they're aware of it, whether they're aware of it or not, they're certainly at higher risk. If you have diabetes, but you have not yet been diagnosed with it, you're at a higher risk. So whether folks are aware of it or not, there are certainly many of us, because these things are all a process. They don't happen overnight. I mean, you don't have a heart attack because something happened to you yesterday. You have restricted blood flow, not enough oxygen gets to your heart. But that isn't a one-day thing. It's a process. So there's no doubt that this is a tough flu virus, this corona. There's no question about that. It seemed to have lasted longer with people that myself believe I had it back late December, early January. I was a month not normal and had a very tough week. It never happened to me in my life. So there's no doubt it's a tough flu. But my angst comes from this, Kevin, is that you know, if we could just deal with truth and stop scaring people intentionally, we'd be better off. Since these things have been discovered first in the state of Florida and then New York with all its random testing, the numbers haven't changed nationally. It's still 200,000 deaths. When, yeah. If you're talking about deaths from COVID, because this is what the general public believe, that death number, that's from COVID. They died of COVID. Well, turns out the huge majority died with COVID, if they were tested, died with COVID. And a small fraction of what's being reported died from COVID.
Right.
If you were healthy immune system, like so many people today, the younger people that are getting it, not to say that some of them don't have cancer, diabetes developing in them, trouble with kidneys or heart and high blood pressure coming at part of that process. So they have no way of knowing. We have no way of knowing how many people that is. But to go back to the 9.5 million cancer deaths in the world per year, you know there's 9.5 million in waiting that are going to die next year. So, and many people fight the cancer for many months and years even. So there,
yes, sure.
You know, there's millions of people who don't know it yet that their health is compromised with a serious condition that's just not come to their awareness yet.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said before, you know, the deaths just from COVID are under 10,000. So, you got just about the same chance of getting hit by lightning. And is anybody afraid of getting hit by lightning? I know I'm not, and I'm sure you're not. So why should we be afraid of this COVID? It's just the government.
What's ironic, Kevin, is that the regular influenza B, this is from the CDC and WHO, these figures. From the influenza B, the range over the years of deaths has been 290,000 to 650,000 deaths per year. Now, that's a lot of deaths, and let's face it, most of the folks that die of influenza B have other serious conditions,
yeah,
and are elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Suppressed or weakened immune systems. Some of the pharmaceuticals they give you, Kevin, if you had any kind of transplant in your life, you have to take immune-suppressing drugs or your immune system will kill that other person's organ in you. That's the
correct.
Way our immune system works. It won't tolerate the protein cells of another creature, and even of the same species. So I have friends, one just died last week. I gave the eulogy Monday night at the funeral service, a young lady, 53, I think, years old, and had a transplant, a kidney transplant, and unfortunately she was given too much immune-suppressing drugs, and it killed the kidney in her, the transplanted kidney. But if you had a transplant, believe me, you're on immune-suppressing drugs, so your immune system doesn't kill that new donated organ in your body. Well, therefore, your immune system's weaker for everything that comes along.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not trying to say that that's a number of millions. It's just another example of weakened immune systems and people who do indeed have a pre-existing condition that's very serious. And are most likely to be at highest risk with this or any other flu. or and most other ailments, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, it's talking about debt now. I did some research yesterday because in our country they have just raised, including part-time workers, if you've been laid off due to COVID, you now get another $100, so it's up to $600 a week. No one can get part-time workers here now, not the restaurants that are open, not the mom-and-pop retail shops, not the health food stores. No one's going to come to work to do their Saturday shift for $100 or so if they're getting $600 a week to stay home. So that's become a bit of a big bit of an issue here. And our debt in Canada, the federal debt, is $30,000 per person. That's every man, woman, child, baby, prisoner, sick person, dying person, nursing homes, every citizen. That's $30,000 apiece. So a family of four, let's say only mom or dad was working, being the breadwinner, two children, they owe $120,000, that family does, for a federal debt. So then I looked up Ontario, Kevin. It's the same amount, so it's another $30,000, a little better than $30,000 per person. So now that family of four that has, say, one breadwinner and two children, they owe $240,000 towards just the federal and provincial. That's like your state, our provinces. Mm-hmm. So federal and state debt in Canada. It's $240,000 for a family of four. If you add municipality debt, I know our little city here, they had some cash, and they built a new public works building. They built new city hall. What else they build? They built a new big sports complex and YMCA in it and all the rest of it, baseball fields and hockey rinks. And so now instead of having some cash, I think our little city's in debt, I don't know, $16 or $20 million. It's only 18,000 people of us here. So the debt is just huge. In the United States, now our total debt in Canada is $1.2 trillion. And so far this year, Kevin, not the whole year, but so far in 2020, our deficit is over $350 billion. So we've raised our deficit by over 25% just so far this year. $212 billion, they said, was COVID-related, all the extra costs and payments to folks and businesses. Well, the other $140 billion wasn't. That was giveaways to foreign things, and we don't really know where the money went. It didn't build any new businesses in Canada, I can tell you.
Yeah, the
point is 25% increase. Now in America, your total debt is close to $56 trillion now, and my guess is you guys have probably spent 10 times as much because you have 10 times the people in America that we do in Canada. So you probably spent 10 times as much easy on COVID. That would take you to around $4 trillion, and I think you're probably there or approaching it, Kevin, in the United States.
I think we just passed it, you know.
Well, I had to do it longhand because these calculators, they won't go up in the trillions.
They won't go up that high.
No, they won't. So I had to write it out on a paper and start crossing out zeros to do the arithmetic, you know, divided by 37 million people here and divided by 340 million in the United States. Well, these are, in my opinion, impossible debts, because even if you're a family of four, like I use the example, and whether it's one or two breadwinners doesn't really matter, and two children, they owe $240,000 plus their share of any municipal debt. But who picks up the tab for the prisoners that aren't married, for the aged who aren't married, for the sick people that are dying in hospital or very ill in hospital and homes? Who pays that? So that, and I don't know what number that is, Kevin, how many people that is, but that also has to be divided amongst the citizens that are able to pay, just like the children. Every one of the children owes that too, even though they have no way of contributing to paying it just now. So you know, in my opinion, it's past the point of any realistic return. I don't know happens if the likes of countries like Canada or the United States fail on their debts. You know, every dollar borrowed is supposed to be repaid. And, you know, it's the numbers are, I mean, what do you think about that? How about, you know, I don't know how many's in your household, Kevin, but you owe about $70,000 apiece as Americans.
Well, here's the thing. They made the money up out of nothing. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
They make it up out of nothing. So why don't we have a jubilee and wipe out all the debt and start over? Nobody would be hurt because the money was made up out of nothing. And we start all over.
Well, back in the days when there was a little more common sense and prudence, I think, when things were based on the gold standard, Kevin, that wouldn't have worked.
Right.
That wouldn't have worked. So they say that if you just keep printing money, it devalues it, right?
Yeah, yeah. The money is made up out of nothing, out of thin air. It's made up on a computer screen. So it's fake. So have a jubilee, wipe it all out. You know, when they add zeros on the computer, you can also subtract zeros on the computer. It works both ways.
Yeah.
So I'm for a jubilee in America, in Canada, or in around the world, you know? Just wipe it all out, start out from zero.
I think our friends in China might have issues with that. They apparently hold a heck of a lot of debt of Canada and the United States. And maybe one reason why our leaders have to be so careful with them. But I had a good family friend who was a billionaire, Kevin. He owned a large fleet of ships and ship repair yards and offshore rigs and grain elevators and just a fabulous man. He was Transport Canada's Man of the Year 10 different times. He died at age 99 this year. But I said to him, well, I don't know, 5 years or so ago, you know, how can this possibly work if debts can't be repaid? Let's take the United States. And you know what he said? His name's Jack. You know what he said? He said, well, I suppose America could probably mortgage the White House for a couple of billion dollars and the Pentagon and some other buildings. And that would be a way, or to just to give them over and rent them from the creditor, from the lender. And I never thought of anything like that, but I also cannot see it coming to anything like that. Not in America. Canada, I wouldn't bet either way, Kevin. I truly wouldn't bet either way.
Okay. Wait. Here's in legal terms. This is legal terms. They made that money up out of nothing. They have zero skin
investment
in the game.
Yeah.
They have zero skin in the game. And in a contract, both sides have to have something in their skin in the game to have a contract, correct?
Yes.
Okay. They have zero. They have nothing in. Okay, if we go belly up, or if we declare bankruptcy, or have a jubilee, what is their loss? Nothing.
You mean for America to print more money and just pay the debt off? Is that what you mean, Kevin?
Yeah. If you want to do that, here, print it, give it to them. Debt's paid off. Or just say we're having a jubilee. Zero. We're not paying it.
Yeah.
They have no loss. What is their loss? They have no skin in the game. They put up nothing on their side of the ledger. They made the money up out of nothing. And to have a contract, somebody has to have a car, and you buy the car, or you buy a product, or you do whatever it is, and you have a contract between the two. And that's a legal contract, and that's fine. Both sides are happy. Well, I'm not happy that they make up the money out of nothing.
Yeah.
How is that right?
Well, now, see, the lender, I agree with you. The lender, though, China in this case, they bought that debt.
That's their problem.
They can't print American money, so.
Right.
But you're right. I suppose if America printed it, they'd have to accept it. And
That was the Fed that printed it. The Fed's not American. They're a consortium of 12 different banks around the world. So in my view, China bought our debt. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was fake debt anyway. We ain't paying it back. What are you going to do about it?
Well, that was one thing I wondered, especially with your president. He sure got a lot of guts.
He sure does.
If it would ever come down to that, to say, you know what, we're not paying you, but if you want to continue to ship your goods America,
that's exactly right.
$1 trillion? Okay, well, that's the fee to ship into America with any Chinese goods, $1 trillion.
That's
so
right.
We're even.
That's right. That's right. He could handle that. I think we could handle that. I think the world would love it to get rid of all this stupid fiat debt, which is fake, which is made up out of nothing, which is the Rothschilds. Did you know the Rothschilds are worth $500 trillion? The Rothschild family? Did you know that?
I can't even think that high, Kevin.
No.
Well, I hope you can hear me all right. This weather's gotten just vicious here. It's so windy.
I can hear you great.
Good.
But that's my view on the dollar. It's all fake anyway, so let's do something and get rid of it. Or arrest the Rothschilds and all the banking things, because that's illegal what they did. It's against our Constitution. The Federal Reserve is against our Constitution. They did it in the middle of the night in 1913. And had the president sign on to it. So go arrest, seize all their property. Seize that $500 trillion. Give it back to the world. That's what I'm about. They got it illegally. The Federal Reserve is against our Constitution.
Well,
so they got all their wealth illegally.
Well, of course, Kevin, there's a lot of strange thing goes on today, but I never dreamed in my lifetime ever that some of the truly anarchy that's gone on would be stood by and watched, you know, the destruction buildings.
In the Democratic run cities, that's where all it's taken care of. They've come out in the suburbs here in conservative, trying to take over conservative towns. And they got the bejesus beat out of them.
Huh.
You don't hear that in the news, though, you know?
Well, whether it's Democratic or not, I still am kind of in disbelief that this could happen. I mean, normally, Kevin, you can't go up and hit somebody and get away with it, or certainly start a place on fire. That's arson. This country will get you 10 years in prison.
Oh, yeah. But when George Soros this is what George Soros has done. He's got all these crazy leftists elected in these towns. They've got the DAs elected. He's got the DAs elected in the towns. The DAs will not prosecute the rioters if they're Democrats. They come in some cities, they don't even they don't even sign them in. They just let them go.
No, I've heard that. Yeah, it's pretty wild. That's what I mean. I never in my life dreamed it. So if I go next door and throw a rock through my neighbor's window, and he calls the police and they show up, and I say, well, he's a racist, or he's a this, or he's that. I'm protesting. It wouldn't fly. You'd still go off to.
No,
you'd be charged and all
Canada,
the rest of it. But
in Canada, I think you'd still go to jail. But in these Democratic cities. No, you don't, because the prosecutor is put in by George Soros. He paid the millions of dollars to get these prosecutors all around in the big cities, and they won't prosecute. So, I mean,
well, I got to tell you, I'm left to wonder, Kevin, what is it they are trying to achieve? What's the goal? What are they hoping for? What is the, where's the smartness in this?
Oh, to bring down America. That's their ultimate thing. The world can't bring in a new world order and without bringing down America. America is still the bastion of freedom, and they cannot bring in their one world order until they have destroyed it and brought it down. And that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about.
Well, I got to tell you, buddy, I think I'm in a minority of Canadians, and that's unfortunate, but I think I'm in a minority of Canadians where, you know, I say my prayers for America, United States of America, because they are the world power economically, and they are the market, I should say. It appears China is the economic power now, but U.S. is the market. That's where your goods, so many goods go to be sold. I think it's something like 68% of Canada's exports go to America.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of America's exports come here.
Yep. Yeah, if America
here
goes,
we are. So we got some more music, Kevin. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that debate last night. That should be fun. We'll be right back, folks. Thank you for joining us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.